Oh, man, I am so grateful for all the people that donate money. It's amazing to me that we are able to make this show because people donate by going to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Isn't that amazing?
I mean, I'm pretty blown away by it. You wanted more energy out of me.
I was hoping maybe that... Drink your coffee.
Hippo and a chicken and their friends.
It's a long list.
There's a long list of things that need to be photographed. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Hey, Anthony, you into schemes?
Oh, God, there's nothing I love more than a good scheme. You know that.
I thought that. I thought you were a schemer.
Oh, I'm a schemer.
You love the schemes.
Oh, there's nothing I love more than a scheme.
I wish we could come up with a few good schemes.
Oh, I love a good grift.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love a con.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Well, here's a good one. I think you're going to like this one. This was sent to us by Zaxi. Remember Zaxi?
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Welcome back, Zaxi.
I think he took a hiatus.
Yeah.
But he came back with a vengeance.
He went back to his home planet.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he's back.
He's back for Thanksgiving.
He sent us a bunch of great stories this week, and you can be like Zaxi, who I think may be in contention for a nickname.
Okay.
You can also be in contention for a nickname. Send us good stories to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com or post them on our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
Yeah.
This is one of those stories. This is about a German man who came up with a pretty good scheme. Which is, no one's ever said that before.
Was Adolf Hitler.
No one's ever said that sentence. This happened in Cologne. I guess there's a recycling initiative in Germany where the government places these recycling machines into local businesses. You can go in, you put your recycling in, it spits you out a little ticket that is good for money. So you get.
I've seen those!
In
Germany? In Berlin!
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I had no idea what they were.
Yeah, you put like a bottle or a can in it. It sends it to a recycling center, and it spits you out a voucher for like, you know, pennies.
Schnitzel.
The equivalent of pennies. Schnitzel.
It's like a schnitzel voucher.
It just extrudes schnitzel.
It's like you can get a Kraftwerk album.
It's like one of those Play-Doh things where it just like goes, and the schnitzel comes out. And then you get a little mustard, and you're all good to go. No, it
you get like ear gauges or a turtleneck.
All the German stuff.
All the German stuff.
It gives you euros. It gives you cash money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a German man in Cologne who is a drinks vendor, and he came up with a little scheme, and he got himself $47,000, the equivalent of $47,000.
Which is 12 euros.
Yeah, now it is. Actually, whatever.
You were about to go off on a dad thing.
I was, but
you
no,
don't
not,
do it.
Not
don't
doing
do it.
It. 47, the equivalent of $47,000 out of one of these recycling machines. He by the way, just went to jail for this. He was convicted to 10 months in jail. What he did, he rigged himself up. Well, he had this machine in the basement of his shop. Like, I guess the basement was visitable by customers, but it was out of the sight of most people.
Yeah.
So in the basement of his shop, he had one of these recycling machines that was installed by the government, and he jury-rigged a little contraption into it that was a little chute that allowed him to place a bottle into the recycling thing, into the chute, and then once it was weighed and read by the machine, he could fish the bottle back out and use the bottle again. So he was sort of recycling the recycler. You know?
Wow. That's like an old Bugs Bunny cartoon where they've got the quarter for the payphone tied to their finger.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like, clink, clunk.
That's exactly what it is. He may have gotten it from that cartoon.
Probably.
So when you put a bottle in this machine,
yeah,
it gives you pennies. As you know, if you've ever recycled anything at any place.
You get maybe a nickel.
Yeah, it's very, very small amounts.
We've all seen the Seinfeld episode. The economics of this are not are not as good as you would hope.
So that is also the case in Germany. That mm-hmm. is not easy to get a lot of money out of this thing. This guy made $47,000.
Well, if he works at the place, right?
Yes.
Like anytime you have like a little bit of free time, like if I was going on a smoke break, if I was going on a lunch break, like just taking a 10, taking a 15, I'd go down to the basement and just like do my yo-yo bottle for the 15 minutes, get my 5 cents per, you know, 5 seconds or whatever. And it's like, whatever, man. It's like doing curls. It's like I'm getting a little bit of an exercise. I'm making a little bit of money. Doing no good for the environment, but not doing bad for the environment.
Well, that is kind of what he did.
Yeah.
But he was a little more committed than we would be to curls.
Okay.
This guy.
Well, I mean, have you seen my biceps lately?
I haven't.
Well, it's fine. I was bluffing.
I was totally bluffing.
I haven't done any curls.
So in order to make $47,000, this guy had to put a bottle into a machine and fish it back out 177,451 times.
But like I said, if you're just like, if you're there every day and you're going on break.
177,451 times. Have you done anything in your life 177,451 times?
You ever 100%ed a video game?
Yeah.
This feels like exactly as entertaining as 100%ing a video game.
I probably have clicked in Diablo that many times.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, I'm Jeff Cannata, and like, can you imagine doing anything this boring over and over again? Hold on, let me do this raid again so I can get a cool set of boots for my orc or whatever.
This guy basically got like a tiny percentage of boots.
Yeah.
This is, you know, you bring up a really interesting point, and this is something that I have thought about a lot while playing various Blizzard games. If there was some way to convert the clicks in a video game like that, where you're clicking over and over and over ad nauseum, if there was some way to transfer that energy into something productive, wouldn't that be a worthwhile endeavor? Wouldn't it be great to create a game where it incentivizes people to play the game, but also the clicks do something, like people's taxes?
That's called work, Jeff.
Oh, fuck, it's called work.
That's called work.
But what if we could make work like play?
Jeff.
What if we could transform work?
Wait a minute! You might be onto something! Why can't we make work fun? There's gotta be a way to make work... We should make education fun.
What?
We should find a way to make
education
so kids can play games that teach them things.
Wait.
What if we could somehow gamify? Let's call it gamify. What if we could somehow gamify everything from education to physical fitness?
What? Wait a minute. Then what if we also made games and fun earn you money and help people all around the world?
Surely there must be some way to make this happen. Why hasn't it taken the world by storm yet? Why has no one tried this?
I don't understand why no one has tried this. But seriously.
I think about this quite a bit when I play any type of game. But that's why there are games like Cow Clicker or Cookie Clicker.
Yeah.
These mobile games where it's like literally you have to tap once an hour and you can't tap more than once an hour. And
right.
People get really addicted to opening up the game, and they get like notifications, open up the game and tap.
Yeah.
Why not just put a bottle back and forth into a machine? I remember the first time I played like an open world-ish game, it was Shenmue. And I remember going to work in Shenmue and driving a forklift. And I remember sweeping the dojo. Yeah. And I remember doing all that stuff. And I remember playing Shenmue so much and then like going, oh God, I could actually sweep the floor. I could actually go to work.
Yeah.
Instead of doing fake work, like I'm, it's
instead
not even
of lying
fun
here in my own filth.
I'm just lying here in my own filth doing pretend forklift driving.
Yeah.
At the time, I had a job where I had a forklift license.
Yeah.
But I would like call into work to play Shenmue.
Yeah. That's irony.
What? Why not just back and forth with this bottle? This dude's making bank.
Or you just create a virtual world where you can live in filth, but you don't even see it. Smell it. Touch it.
What? Where
just
are you going with
this?
Live
in the VR world.
Oh, okay.
Where cleaning in virtual reality is like, it's the same thing.
Can I ask you?
No.
How many hours? Do we have an estimate of how long it took this man to make this money? To do this 177,000 times?
He would not comment on that. They only had, because he's in jail and was embarrassed about it, they tried to ask him. The judge said that he must have done nothing else every day than attend to the machine. And they asked him about it, and what he said in retort was, I had a radio next to me because otherwise it was really boring. He would sit in the basement listening to his radio, putting a bottle into a machine and fishing it out all day, every day.
This is like that Amazon
scheme.
This is just that Amazon Mechanical Turk. You remember that? Where Mechanical Turk was like, hey, you can like log on and do simple tasks for people, like simple repetitive computer tasks,
yeah,
and make like 2 cents per task.
Right.
Like, out of these two pictures, tell me which one is a hat. And you'd just be like, hat, yeah, hat, hat. And you'd make like, you'd make like 0.001 cents per, that's what this guy was doing.
Yes.
As far as schemes go, this is a real slow and steady scheme.
Slow and steady wins the race.
He would have been better off, like,
but not in this case.
He would have been better off applying to more jobs.
Always.
You know what
but
I mean?
That's what I want to bring up. That's the ultimate question that I want to tell you or ask you is, why do we get so enamored with schemes that end up being harder, more grueling, more fucked up, but somehow they seem like a shortcut? Like, this guy thought he had it all figured out. This guy thought, all I got to do is this for the rest of my life and I'm on easy street. No, you're not, motherfucker. You're sitting in a basement living in a hell. If you got hired at a job where they told you to put a bottle in and pull it out and we'll give you 0.12 cents every time you do it, you'd say, fuck you, I quit. But this guy did it of his own accord and thought he was winning.
If they had given him, if he had gotten a job that paid him like a euro more an hour, it would have invalidated everything he was doing.
Exactly!
It would have invalidated everything he was doing.
He is putting himself through hell thinking he's sticking it to the man.
This
he
reminds
also,
me.
Also, they said he had to invest 5,000 euros to mod the machine. Like, it, he had an initial investment. Before he even found out if this fucking thing was going to work, he spent 5 grand fucking with the machine.
He did sick mods to it?
Sick mods, dude.
He did sick recycling mods?
Oh, so you haven't been to the maker.com and seen the recycling section?
Yo.
You can fuck up,
well,
some recyclers.
No, I mean, the reason that I ask is I recently put some insane ground effects on my recycling bin. And
yeah.
I was just wondering where this guy gets his mods.
No, dude, if you get, what you do is you get an Arduino. And then
no.
you put an Arduino and then
what
you can get
is,
some
no.
sick lights and you program
That's not
it.
Real.
It's a thing.
Arduino,
get,
no. What is an Arduino?
It's a little microcomputer.
An Arduino is a recycling bin?
No, it's a microcomputer that you could then mod the recycling bin with. See, you can do all sorts of things with an Arduino, Anthony.
It's a Arduino's his computer?
Yes, Arduino's his computer. Now you're getting it.
But I have computer. Why, is this computer Arduino?
No, this computer is not Arduino. No.
This is Arduino?
That's a mug! What part of mug and Arduino do you not understand?
This mug changes color.
Yeah, but that's not...
Is Arduino?
No, that's just spilling.
Okay. I'm reminded of a period of time in junior high school when young Anthony Carboni decided he hated class. That decision probably came earlier in young Anthony Carboni's life, but he decided he hated class so much that he was going to skip class.
Uh-huh.
Now, young Anthony Carboni was young. He was like 12. Didn't have a car. Didn't bike to school. School was too far away.
Okay.
School was not close to anything interesting or exciting. So the only way that he could skip class was in between periods. He would just go into a restroom, the bell would ring, and he would just sort of sit in the restroom for an hour.
At least he wasn't in class.
At least he wasn't in class. Bored out of his mind.
Yeah, smelling terrible.
Bored out of his mind, just like having a miserable time, but wasn't in class.
Winning.
I beat the system. Had a miserable fucking time, got terrible grades.
Yeah.
Got like...
What is that about us? What is it about the human psyche that feels like if you break the rules in some way, even if the breaking of the rules is ultimately way worse than just following the rules would have been,
yeah,
you somehow are outsmarting something or winning.
Because I do what I want.
I guess.
I just do what I want, Jeff.
You can't tell me what to do. I'll do what I want.
And if what I want is to sit in like a stupid dark bathroom with like, because that's the other thing is like if the light and the fan was running the whole time, like somebody would eventually knock and be like, "Where's your pass?" and stuff. So like, the lights weren't always on.
Just sitting in the dark.
Just sitting in the dark, man.
On a toilet.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's terrible.
Yeah, I was bored. So bored. I couldn't think. That's the thing is, I didn't even have the imagination to like leave campus.
Yeah.
It was just like really one class I think I wanted to skip.
Uh huh.
I don't know.
Well,
it's like the mental gymnastics that I would go through to skip homework rather than just taking the half hour to do homework. Schemes. If you're gonna do a scheme,
yeah,
do a fucking scheme, dog. Well,
but that's the thing. I don't think we, as a person, as a race, as a human race, can differentiate the difference between a good scheme and a bad scheme. I think we don't understand what schemes are. Don't you have that friend? I have that friend.
Bank robber?
Not quite.
Jewel
but,
thief?
But I think would, if, you know, they could thought they could get away with it.
I would.
A friend that would, that always has a new get rich quick idea.
Oh, God.
And
yeah. I call that friend Dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's probably why I don't scheme so much, in all honesty.
Yeah.
But yeah, tell me about your friend.
Well, I had several, and you always think, well, if you just like applied yourself to something legit instead of like putting all your faith in these crazy schemes, you know, and even these aren't even illegal. They're just like, oh, well, if I do this and I buy that and I go over here and I, you know, invest all my time and energy in this thing, there's a potential upside. It's like playing the lotto for a living, but with, you know, weird business ideas.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if you just fucking did something, you know, if you just got a job, you'd probably end up way farther ahead. But it's this idea that I can get something for nothing, or I can hit the lottery and get win big rather than just sort of slow and steady winning the race.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was doing slow and steady, but
he
I
was
kinda
doing
think
slow
he,
and steady, but he didn't think he was.
Right. That's my point.
He didn't think he was. It's like,
psychological.
It's like I had friends who would do for a while, they would do like day trading. We're day trading
right.
stocks. And like, oh man, I'm up like $200 today. It's like, cool. Well, how much were you up over like the last 3 days? And it's like, well, no. But today I was up $300,
right.
$200. It's like, bro, just go to work.
Right.
Just like go to work. Go.
There's nothing fun about work. And there's something fun about putting a bottle in a machine and fishing it out because you think psychologically.
Because you're not supposed to.
Exactly.
You didn't even drink all those sodas.
Yeah.
Ha! Morons! I don't even like soda. I didn't even buy this first soda. I found this bottle on the ground. I didn't even buy this string. I shoplifted it. What's up? Nobody can stop me.
Yeah, here I go.
Woo! I did pay $5,000 to place a specific machine inside of this machine, which would allow me to use the bottle and string. But other than that,
yeah,
I'm putting one over on everybody. Big soda, big string, because fuck big string. Big recycling, fuck big recycling.
Uh-huh. But, Gordon, how?
I did give $5,000 to this one technology
and
company.
And how are, I mean,
made $1,375
today.
You
missed poker night like four times in a row.
Yeah, but
you don't leave the basement.
I'm not gonna play your fucking penny ante poker games anymore, dude.
Right.
I go to the high roller tables.
Uh-huh.
I'm playing baccarat, whatever that
okay.
is. I saw James Bond play it. They put down one thing, and it's like, oh, $1 million. But that's the game for
every
me.
Every time we ask you to go out or do anything, you say no, I can't because I got to put this bottle in the machine.
The machine must be fed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The machine must be fed in order to get my riches.
I understand, but it feels like you're just wasting your life.
You question the scheme?
Well, I'm just saying, maybe if you had some free time.
How dare you question the scheme? The scheme is infallible.
Well, okay.
How much money did you make this week at your suck-ass job?
Well, I mean,
because I made $28.73 out of the machine.
I'll give you $28.73.
The $5.25 I get paid an hour to work at the convenience store.
I know, but I literally will give you $28 to just
That's
take a
$5.38 an hour.
Oh, man.
Think about that. And that extra 13 cents?
Yeah.
No tax.
Yeah, but you have that repetitive motion injury in your elbow now?
Yeah, I do have to get RSI surgery, yes.
That's going to be really expensive.
Like a pitcher. A cool pitcher.
Yeah, that's true. You are the Raleigh Fingers of our day.
I don't understand that reference.
Yeah, well, that's because we're
both
German.
Even as a character.
Because we're both German, and it's weird to me to make an American baseball.
It's probably because I spend all my time down in the basement in the dark feeding this machine. I wish I could watch
we
some of the baseball.
Turn the radio to a baseball station.
Ah, this is going to make it so much less boring. And if a judge ever asks me, I'll tell him so. You guys ever participate in schemes? Are you more attracted to schemes, or are you a hard worker? Are you a salt of the earth? Jeff Cannata, you're a hard worker.
Well, sometimes I don't feel like such a hard worker.
No, but you have no schemes.
I have no schemes.
You decide, when you're the sort of person where
you decide.
I play
by the rules.
Yeah. When Jeff Cannata decides it's time to go to work, it's time to go to work, and you work.
That's true.
I
feel like I've missed out on some schemes.
Meet me in the back channels, you guys.
I want to hear about your schemes.
Meet me in tumblr.scheme.
If you have a scheme, I want to hear about it. You can always
.snap.
You can tweet us. Yeah. I'm at Jeff Cannata.
I'm at A Carboni. You can hashtag those not a scheme.
That'll throw them off.
That'll throw them off, because if you're looking for schemes, that's not a hashtag you would look for. I'm very good at schemes, you guys. Run your schemes by me, and I will give you tips. You could consider this a scheme, but we just sort of consider it a way to make a little money back for doing the show. It's our shop. It's wehaveconcerns.com/shop.
Yeah.
You can get t-shirts, mugs, hats, all kinds of things.
Actually, now that you bring it up, I kind of feel like this entire show is a scheme. Did you pull me into one of your schemes?
Whoa!